Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, we are entering into a new liturgical year. We are beginning the Advent season. It reminds us to watch, wait, hope, and pray for the Messiah to come. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come. The first Sunday of Advent teaches us to wait, pray, and hope. Before entering to the reflections, a 16-year-old boy and two of his friends set out on a 4-day climb up Mount Hood. It is 9,000 feet up. 11 days later, the blizzard continued to rage. The snow was not stopping. Their food is almost finished. Their water is finished. Whatever they brought with them is over. Their only comfort was a small Bible. The boys took turns to read, listening to the word of God against a background of howling wind and falling snow. The book of Psalms seemed to give them comfort. They were hungry. They were lonely. They were not knowing what was ahead, just trusting in God. Waiting like this was not easy. All the boys could do was pray, hoping the blizzard snow would stop. Finally, on the 16th day, the weather cleared and the boys crawled out of snow cave. Later of the day, they caught sight of a rescue party. Their long ordeal of waiting was finally ended. The story of the boys waiting in the cave, waiting to the end, the storm, is a good image of Advent. The season of Advent recalls Israel's long period of waiting for the Messiah. All they could do was wait and pray as the boys did on the Mount Hood. All they could do was trust that God would come to their rescue. Psalm 130, we find, I wait eagerly for the Lord's help, and in His word I trust. I wait for the Lord more eagerly, that watchmen wait for the dawn. This verse strengthened the boys. It was the same way with Israel as they waited for the Messiah. Advent is also a time when we recall that Jesus will return at the end of history at a time we least expect. That is why Mark tells us in today's gospel, be on watch. Be alert. If Jesus comes suddenly, He must not find you asleep. What I say to you, then I say to all, watch. We are in between the first coming of Jesus and the second coming of Jesus. Our job is to complete the work He gave us to do. Before returning to His Father, Jesus told His followers, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Go, then, tell all peoples everywhere and make them my disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, and I will be with you always, to the end of the age. Advent is a time we call to mind in a special way that when Jesus returns, He will judge us on how well we work to spread God's kingdom on earth. Like Prophet Isaiah, how nicely He is preparing His people. The people have turned away from God. So the prophet cries, oh, that you would rip the heavens open. Come to us. Isaiah speaks of the Lord who comes to reveal his love and concern. If we reform and turn ourselves to God, he will accept us because he is our loving Father and Savior. The second reading, we hear a beautiful words of St. Paul. Like the early Christian community, we are also to keep ourselves steady and without blame until the last day of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the power of Jesus that gives us strength on our way. He is our support. He has called us and sanctified us. Advent instills on us hope and asks us to be patient. The Lord is coming, that is for sure. Neither frustration nor disappointments nor cries could shatter our hope and patience. Let us ask Jesus to help us perseverance in the work he gave us to do. Now we ask, Jesus, give us your strength, for sometimes things get tough and we want to quit. Jesus, give us your love, for sometimes people reject us and we are tempted to hate. Jesus, give us your eyes, for sometimes life gets cloudy and dark and we lose our way. Jesus, give us yourself. Our hearts were made for you, and they will not rest until they rest in you. Yes, brothers and sisters, let us watch sincerely. Let us wait with hope. Let us pray incessantly. Then the Messiah, the Maranatha, will come and clean us, heal us, and bless us. Before I end the homily, I have a small humor for you. A man named George promised his family one day he would take them to Holy Land. The day came, he took them, including his mother-in-law. They have landed. They have been seeing all the interesting places. They were having good time, but unfortunately his mother-in-law fell ill and died soon. Mr. George didn't know what to do. Someone advised him to go to U.S. Embassy and inquire. They would advise him what to do. The embassy people suggested him, either you can bury her here or ship her to USA. George asked, how much does it cost? If you want to bury her here, it will cost only $500. And if you want to ship her, it would cost $5,000. George thought for a minute and said, I will ship her to USA. The embassy people said, you might love your mother-in-law, or you may have plenty of money. George said that is not true. Some centuries ago, a man named Jesus lived here, and he died and he rose again. I don't want to take chance to my mother-in-law to come back again to life. Amen.